of Kingston's standout chefs for an immersive dining event supporting the Food Sharing Project, a local charity that ensures local students have full access to nutritious breakfast, lunch, and snacks at school. Guests will enjoy interactive stations from Aquaterra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kudo Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front, along with a welcome cocktail, raw bar, local wine, live music, and a silent auction. It's a rare chance to experience the creativity of six local restaurants under one roof while supporting students in the community. We are so proud to be part of Savor Spring, a night where Kingston's best kitchens come together for something bigger than food, says Chef Chris Kudo of Kudo Catering. That's the vision we stand behind. Good food, real impact, one table. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Visit www.foodsharingproject.org/savorspring to grab yours today.
Hey everybody, this is Jen on Kaboom, and you're here on 101.9 CFRC in Kingston. It's Friday night, and I hope you're doing something fun. I thought we'd try a new series on the show tonight. I thought we would dive into a different band every month or so by celebrating either the lead singer or one of the prominent singers' birthdays. And this month, being April, is Robert Smith's birthday from The Cure. So we're going to do a little Cure deep dive. We're going to listen to some of their bigger hits and then also hear some of the bands who influenced them, and then maybe some of the bands we listen to today who were influenced by The Cure. We're going to start out with one of their older hits. This is Boys Don't Cry by The Cure.
Don't cry.
there's three big hits from The Cure. We started out with Boys Don't Cry, and then we heard Just Like Heaven, and finished up with Love Song. We are focusing on Robert Smith because it's his birthday this month, so we're doing a deep dive into The Cure this week on Kaboom. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. We're going to keep going with some more Cure classics. This is Friday, I'm in Love.
Stop.
We heard Close to Me by The Cure, and before that we heard from The Love Cats, also by The Cure. I read somewhere that with The Cure you can go from crying in the rain to dancing around your kitchen all within three Cure songs, and I think that all these songs kind of prove that. He certainly has a vast sort of sound. Sometimes he sounds really dark and moody, and other times, you know, like Friday I'm in Love, he's quite bright and poppy. Robert Smith never wanted to be boxed into one mood, and I think that's pretty evident with the songs that we're listening to tonight. You're here with Jen on Kaboom, and we are listening to songs from The Cure tonight. because it's Robert Smith's birthday this month. And we've got one more set of songs from The Cure, and then we're going to switch gears and listen to some bands that influenced them. Up next, we've got In Between Days by The Cure.
Thank you. all around me, and it's turning my eyes. It's still becoming quiet now. Shivering furry holes.
Pictures of You by The Cure, probably my favorite of The Cure songs, although I did just give you the 4-minute version instead of the 7-minute. And before that, we also heard from The Cure with Lullaby and High. So we'll switch gears a little bit and focus on some of the bands that that inspired The Cure. Two very different bands, the first one being David Bowie, obviously, just kind of showed that, you know, in identity and reinvention are part of the journey. And then I also found that Jimi Hendrix was a big inspiration to The Cure, just with his emotional and expressive guitar playing. So we've got two songs by them coming up here. We've got Life on Mars by David Bowie, followed by Angel by Jimi Hendrix.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go.
is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors piping in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the
All right, you're back with Jen on Kaboom on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. And we've got just a couple more songs in our weekly Kaboom this week. We've been listening to music from The Cure and then also listening to some bands that have inspired The Cure and bands that have been inspired by The Cure. And that's where we're going to head to now. We're going to head to some bands that we listen to nowadays that use The Cure as one of their influences. I'm going to start out with the Smashing Pumpkins, and this is Tonight Tonight.
When there's nowhere else to run,
Was The Killers and All These Things That I've Done, a band that lists The Cure as one of their influences. And I hope you enjoyed that, a little bit of a deep dive into one particular band and then kind of seeing where they get their roots from and who has gotten their roots from them. I'm hoping to do that maybe once a month. I'll have to look and see who was born in May and see who I can do each month, but I think it should be pretty easy to do. And you've been here with Jen on Kaboom. This is CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. Next week, I'm going to, I don't know if a lot of you know the radio station Triple J in Australia, but they're just a national alternative station. I've spent a little bit of time there, and they have a Hottest 100 contest or show each year where you know, for about a month before, everybody votes, and then they have their top 100 for the year. And it's usually kind of an up-and-coming band. Sometimes it's an Australian band or a band that is just breaking out, and often any of their songs usually hit their airwaves before they hit our mainstream. They just seem to be a little bit ahead of us. Or sometimes it's a band that's very popular, but it's just a song that is just an earworm. And so anyway, I'm going to play a week of the winners of that Hottest 100. I just sort of picked the 13 or 14 of songs that I like the best, and we're going to go there next week. So I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you join me, and I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great week.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn, the sound of Seth W.J. Hunt, Alone in a Room, One Mic, No Extras. Stripped to its bones, Seth's new EP captures every moment that would normally be polished away. Blending the quiet ache and storytelling of Wilco Brighteyes and Cameron Winter, Hunt's original songs feel both intimate and personal. The record also reimagines two iconic tracks, pulling Red Hot Chili Peppers' Other Side and Pearl Jam's Black into a stark acoustic space where the weight of the lyrics lyrics hits even harder. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Seth W.J. Hunt somewhere between here and Brooklyn on your favorite platforms and enjoy the lead single from it here called Stay with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Try that again.
I'll go back to your house if you want. Can you take me back?